From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. Saudi Arabian King Salman bin Abdulaziz and U.S. President Donald Trump signed a nearly $110 billion agreement Saturday that bolsters the military capabilities of Saudi Arabia. The defense deal, effective immediately, was one of a series of agreements the two countries signed to enhance their military and economic partnerships. This includes a second defense pact with options valued of up to $350 billion over the next 10 years. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson commented on the agreements.
This growing partnership is really grounded in trust. Trust between our two nations that we are pursuing the same objectives.
The White House said in a statement earlier that defense deals will create new opportunities for U.S. companies in the Middle East and support tens of thousands of new jobs in the U.S. defense industry. Reports from northern Syria say Islamic State extremists have executed 19 civilians, including two children, after kidnapping them from a village thought to be under the control of U.S.-backed anti-jihadist fighters. There were few details made available, and there was no comment on the killing Saturday from U.S. officials. But the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, which monitors warfare in the country, said the killings occurred on Friday, somewhere between Raqqa and Deir ez-Zor. The observatory report said IS fighters also captured three anti-jihadist fighters in the raid. Their fate remains unknown on Saturday, but in an unverified photograph, they appear to be showed about to be executed. The last image of the men showed them seated in the desert. This is VOA. Brazil's president, Michel Temer, has insisted that he will not resign despite a corruption scandal that appears to be implicating him through recorded conversations. In a speech to the nation on Saturday, Temer said Brazil will not be derailed by the corruption case.
A political crisis with still unknown proportions.
Temer said he has filed a petition with the Supreme Federal Tribunal, that is the country's highest court. He is asking them to suspend the corruption investigation into him until experts can analyze the audio that appears to show him endorse the payment of bribes to ex-House Speaker Eduardo Cunha for his silence. It is unlikely the court will do so, as it has authorized that investigation in the first place. President Hassan Rouhani has been declared the winner of Iran's presidential election. Iranian Interior Minister Abdulreza Rahmani Fazli called the election after 99.7% of the ballots had been counted. Rouhani won 57% of the vote, beating his closest opponent, hardline cleric Ibrahim Raisi, who achieved 38% of the votes. More than 60,000 polling stations operated around the country were opened to serve the country's 56 million registered voters. At least 141 people were killed Friday during an attack on an airbase in southern Libya. A spokesman for General Khalifa Haftar's Libyan National Army says most of those killed were soldiers. But those killed also included civilians who worked at the airbase and others in the area. A spokesman told AFP the attack on the airbase was carried out by a militia loyal to the UN-backed Government of National Accord in Tripoli. The GNA condemned the attack and denied any involvement. The 82 Nigerian schoolgirls released from captivity by Boko Haram were reunited with their families for the first time Saturday in the Nigerian capital of Abuja. The girls are among the 276 schoolgirls that were abducted from their boarding school by the terrorists in 2014. They were granted freedom as part of a prisoner exchange deal between Boko Haram and the Nigerian government. 21 others were freed in October, while several others have been let go individually or have escaped. More than 100 of the girls are still being held. The Nigerian government hopes to negotiate their release. Boko Haram has killed thousands in its 8-year terrorist campaign to turn northern Nigeria into a staunch Islamic state. In Washington, I'm Steve Miller.
That's the latest world news from VOA.